Well, let me tell you a little story. Return with me now to the thrilling days of yesteryear in the 1980s, and that's when rural fugitive dust first popped out of the woodwork with Carol Browner at the EPA. And I was determined to find out who in the heck, exactly your question, who did this? Who on earth would not realize that in Kansas, on occasion, the dust blows? And that basically that they would lower the criteria, parts per whatever, parts per billion. You know, that's what, and now we have a technology that you can do parts per trillion. There's a little bit of something in everything. And so under the Clean Air Act, a bright idea in terms of rural fugitive dust. And I must have spent 2 or 3 days, and I was a member of Congress. I thought I was somebody. And so I would call, and they'd say, I'd say, hi, this is Congressman Pat Roberts. I'm trying to reach XYZ. I had three names I was trying to get to and climb the ladder on up. And they said, yes, Congressman, who are you with? And I said, well, right now I'm with myself, and I'm just calling. And then I'd get a ring and a ring and a ring and a ring, and they'd say, so-and-so's desk. And I said, well, hello, somebody's desk. I said, this is Congressman Pat Roberts. I've never talked to a desk before, but if you could get your desk to call me back, I'd sure as heck appreciate it. And I'd never get a call back. So I just kept on and kept on and kept on. Finally talked to the lady that was in charge, the Assistant Secretary of Rural Fugitive Dust, or at least that division of the wonderful EPA. I guess where she was from. One guess, Massachusetts. I didn't even get two words out until she started in on me and said, do you realize how much dust you have out there in Kansas on all those gravel roads? I said, yes, ma'am, I do. I'm from Dodge City, and I'm quite familiar with that. You know, Kansas, I think it was the Pawnee that named us the people of the south wind, and sometimes she really blows up there. And it comes down the other way as well. And she said, there's all that dust out there, and you know, especially around harvest, all those grain trucks come down those gravel roads, and something has to be done. And I said, ma'am, well, what would you suggest that we do? I'm not making this up. And she said, well, why don't you have the city send out the water trucks at 10 in the morning and then 2 in the afternoon and get that dust tamped down? That's what she had in mind. And I said, well, that's a heck of an idea. I think that's wonderful. Do you have any money to have these communities buy the trucks? And then, oh, yes, again, could you find us the water? And I said, you realize with the Great Plains Conservation Program and CRP, and I went through all the conservation areas, I said, this isn't like it was in the dirty 30s. We've come a long way. I said, most days we don't really have that problem. Well, we made it such an issue, and just the term rural fugitive dust got so silly that they finally withdrew it. Now, I don't know whether they're going to withdraw it now after Frank got a hold of them in the hearing, because it gets ridiculous. But they went back in that damn file somewhere and pulled that out and said, oh, here's one we can get accomplished. Now, what kind of people do this? Agenda-driven people. They know best. Frank is right. With condescending elitism, they know best, not you, not your local conservation district. The other one was Navigable Waters, which is a little silly because I always mention that to the when they come up for hearings, and I enjoy this. And I said, so the Clean Water Act applies to farm ponds, huh? Navigable Waters. Well, yes. Do you envision our farmers and ranchers out there getting in canoes and paddling around a farm pond with all those critters in it, or maybe getting their Speedo on and see if they can swim some laps? I mean, that's a sight that nobody would want, with all due respect to the audience. And but it's just absolutely dumb, and it isn't funny. I mean, it's funny, but it isn't funny. And those two things came out, Frank, of the 1980s. You were there, and no, you weren't. Well, yes, you were. And at any rate, there you are. And that's the kind of thing that pops out of the woodwork, some of which is just absolutely ridiculous. You can't be a community bank today without being blamed for the whole 2008 mess, which you had nothing to do with. That's because of Dodd-Frank and all of the regulations pouring out there. And as a result, you're all sitting on the sidelines. And as a result, things are getting a little better. We need some rain here, for goodness sakes. We need rain up in Dodge, too. We're in the same boat, or the same boat that's grounded, pardon that horrible pun. And so you're sitting on the sidelines, and everybody else I talk to is sitting on the sidelines without some degree of certainty that there'll be a reason, just plain common sense, with some of these agencies in terms of trying to interpret the Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act, and Lord knows we all want that to succeed. So we got a problem on our hands. It's an attitude, and that's the thing we have to change in Washington. And oh, by the way, who's responsible? It starts right at the top.